Now let's return to Bax and O'Brien, live at the Mayflower Marathon on Rock 102.
It's 9:49 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102. Only an hour and 49 minutes after we were hoping to get him here, but he is finally here. It's good to see Gary Hoey.
Hey, sometimes you
good
get,
morning.
You get stuck on that highway, right, Gary?
Yes, I'm sorry about that, man. You ever have one of those days where you just wake up and you go, if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all?
Every day.
Yeah, I was gonna
every
say,
single day of our lives.
I call them Monday through Friday.
That's too funny. But so good to see you guys.
But you got into a car accident on the way here?
I did. Well, I got in a little fender bender. Actually, yesterday. It was a whole other thing. But this morning, I got in the car. I'm racing out the door. I'm like, I got to get there early. I can't be late. And I'm halfway down the highway, and I realize I left my wallet because I changed coats at the last minute. I had no gas. I was about to run out of gas, and I had no credit cards. Have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah. Of course.
And I'm like, what am I going to do? So I had just enough gas to drive back home, get my wallet, and race back here. So I apologize. But I'll buy you breakfast. I'll get you whatever you need.
Oh, no. It's quite all right.
You had your guitar with you, though. You could have played guitar for gas. Maybe some gas station.
I should have done that. I should have played Jingle Bells at the truck stop or something. But
sure.
I figured I'll just go home and get my wallet. But I feel so stupid. So I apologize.
It's quite all right. It's good to have you. You're going on tour?
Yes.
In just a couple of days, right?
Yeah, we're starting off the 23rd annual, 22nd annual, actually, Ho Ho Hoey Holiday Tour, and we're taking it coast to coast and doing a lot of great things like you guys are doing here, mm-hmm. charity events, fundraisers, and things like that to help people out, so it's going to be a great tour. We're excited.
You're doing that after Thanksgiving? I mean, you're home for Thanksgiving?
Yep, home for Thanksgiving, okay. And then right after, we basically hit the road, head to Philly.
And then on December 1st, you'll actually be at the Wolf's Den at the Mohegan Sun, so that'll be a good show.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show. We'll be back at the Wolf's Den, and then playing the next day close to my home up in New Hampshire. My son's actually going to get up and play with me. He's 16. He gets up and play guitar, so that's going to be fun, man.
So is that because he's done that with you before, too, right?
Yes. Yeah, he's been playing guitar for a while now, and when he gets up on stage, it's just a thrill for me, man. I really love it.
Are you still better than him, or is he?
I'm a little better. Yeah. I'm a little better, but I'll tell you, the kids these days are learning so fast from YouTube and everything, and he's actually better than I was at 16, way better.
Okay, because I was watching this documentary about Ginger Baker, and his like the one son that still talked to him also played drums, and then Ginger was such a jackass to his own son that he just said, to hell with it, I'm never playing my dad's instrument ever again. But I can't imagine you're quite like Ginger Baker as a father.
You know what? I can't imagine being that way. It's really funny because I did play. His son's name is Kofi Baker. I actually played with Kofi, and we did a tribute to Cream, and he told me the story. Like, I actually said, man, your dad, what a great, my dad's a this and a that. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'll change the subject.
Didn't realize the Bakers had dad issues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they got a lot of dad issues in the Baker family.
But, I wouldn't do that. I mean, with Ian, it was just basically, putting cigarettes out on his arms to make him play scales faster. That's all I did. I never did anything else.
That's not bad.
So you're going to play a couple things?
I think I would play some Christmas music, but I do want to send a shout out to some friends in town. My friend Veronica Shapiro and all her friends at work, I want to say hello to them and her family and encourage them to come down here, make a donation, bring what they can to help out this great cause. And I've got some Ho Ho Hoey Christmas DVDs that I signed and stuff that we can give out if people want.
Awesome.
Cool. We're doing this on Facebook Live, somebody said?
Yep.
Cool.
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live is cool.
No pressure, Gary.
Yeah,
no pressure.
I love that.
Only 18,000 people on our page. No, not a problem.
I love it.
Okay. What do you
do some Christmas music? Yeah. You guys want to do, we can do Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
Sure. Right.
You want to do something like that?
That'd be perfect.
Right, let me strike up the band. Hold on.
Unbelievable. Damn. Gary Hoey on Rock 102. So, again, the new album that you have is still Rust and Bones?
Yeah, we have Dust and Bones, the new Dust blues record. Yes, Dust and Bones is still out, and we just got in the studio, recorded some new holiday music for next year, and also a new blues record coming out next year, too.
Really?
Yeah, so we're just keeping that going.
When you're talking about the 16-year-old being able to be at a better place now than you were at that age,
yeah.
You know, when you were at that age, you didn't have this ability to have the whole band playing in your ear through a computer. Does that help them probably more so than hurt us?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's crazy because my son's got I go in his room now, he's got an iPad, he's got Bluetooth speakers attached to, you know, connecting all around the room, and then he's on some website where you can slow down, you can learn how to play guitar. It's called True Fire, which I actually did a blues course for them, but he's on there and he's learning from me, and I did the course, and I walk in his room and I go, Hello, Gary Hoey is your dad. I'm standing right behind you, and you're doing a video of me on some computer. And he's like, yeah, Dad, but I can slow it down and stop it when I want. And I'm like, oh, so you're telling me you can shut me up when you want?
That's exactly what he was saying.
As long as he's paying for the subscription.
Right.
That's what it is.
So the other thing you were saying is, because I was looking at your schedule, you're going to be playing at Daryl Hall's House Club. It's not Daryl Hall's house,
yes,
like a lot of other musicians have done. But you said that might actually happen?
It might happen. I mean, we have... you know, he has the TV show, as everybody knows, which has become, it started off, it was a YouTube thing, and then it became a successful show. And he's since stopped the show, and they're going to start it up again. But yeah, we played at his club, which is in Pauling, New York. And so I've become friends with them and his band and everything. So I have a feeling I'll sneak my way on the show, man.
You got to find out what exactly is going on with John Oates.
Is he working in the kitchen at the restaurant?
Is he bussing tables?
I know. But you know what's amazing is they've been on tour with Tears for Fears, and I've been getting feeds from Facebook from the band because they're buddies now. And they're selling arenas.
Wow.
They're doing the L.A. Forum. They're doing the Forum. They're doing, huge, giant stadiums. And this is Hall & Oates and Tears for Fears.
Because people love that music.
You know what it is? It's hit after hit, man. It's just, you know, it's more hooks than a tackle box is what I say when you hear those guys. It's a lot of hooks.
Right.
You got another Christmas tune to do? Or
absolutely. I was thinking about doing something, you know, maybe... You know, when you're a kid, and there's always a Christmas song that you remember, like just something that brings you back to when you were a kid.
Mm.
And I wanted to play a song that reminds me of when I was a kid. I wanted the Stingray bike. You guys remember the Stingray bikes with the banana seat and the sissy bar?
Yeah.
Why'd they call it a sissy bar? But I
called it my Hall & Oates.
Your Hall & Oates?
I just called it John Oates.
Well, I wanted this bike really bad for Christmas. And my mom was like, you're not getting it. You're not getting it. So I went over to my aunt's house, and I went in and I looked in the back room, and I saw the Stingray bike at my aunt's house. And I said, Mom, whose bike is that? She said, it's your cousin's. It's not yours. Don't worry about it. I didn't know she was hiding my bike at my aunt's house. And so I hated my cousin for 2 weeks. And then on Christmas Eve, I got the bike.
Wow.
Under the tree. So when I play the song, it reminds me of that. And I wanted people to also maybe listen to the song and think about, you know, when you haven't had a meal for a day, what it feels like. I mean, we get hungry by lunch if we don't eat. We're like, I'm starving. There's people out there that need help. They need food. And it's not just about, you know, they're living in the streets. There's people that, you know, coming to a food bank and grabbing some food to help their family is the difference of them paying rent or not. It's a lot more than just that. And I found out through doing this, and you guys have too, it's all the little donations, mm-hmm. It's the $5 and the $10 that actually make the biggest difference. So
this is very special storytellers.
With
Gary Owen.
Yeah, storytellers. Here we go.
Gary Hoey.
Jeez. You know, that that whole story you told before the song, I thought for sure it was going to be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Listen, we got to go into commercials for just a second.
Yeah.
Can you hang out for just a few more minutes?
Absolutely. I'm hanging out.
All right.
Happy to be here.
Bax O'Brien live with Gary Hoey at the Mayflower Marathon, Rock 102. Woo! With Bax and O'Brien to Rock 102. Don't worry, Dan Williams will be on the air in just a few minutes. We want to spend just a couple more minutes with Gary Hoey before he heads on out. Again, thanks so much for coming out today.
Oh, my pleasure, man. I'm really happy to be here. And again, I want to commend you guys on doing such an incredible job with this every year, helping the community. I want to thank all the people out there, all the people that have made donations, that will continue to make donations. And it was funny, we were talking about which song to play a little minute ago, and I was thinking about Your Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
I love that one.
And I was thinking, don't be a Grinch, man. Dig down, skip your cafe latte mocha, half calf, decaf with a little bit of foam.
Yeah.
Skip it for one day. Bring us your $5.
There you go. Nice. Perfect.
Very good.
Again, Gary is going to be at the Wolf's Den of Mohegan Sun on December 1st, and he brought a bunch of CDs and DVDs that are all signed. And if you stop by with a donation, one of those can be yours.
Hey,
right. You ready?
I'm psyched. I'm awesome. Let me get the band going.
Yeah.
Right.
One more song with Gary Hoey. We are ready. Ready?
Come on.
Brian Rock 102. Gary, thank you so much for coming out.
Oh, my pleasure.
Gary, have a good holiday.
Great to see you guys. Thank you so much, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Let's hear it for Gary Hoey, everybody.
Woo!
See, there's even a crowd here for this. Terrific.
Yeah.
It's Bax O'Brien live at the Mayflower Marathon, the Basketball Hall of Fame, in Rock 102.